Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The weekend is here, and it's gonna be nice. AccuWeather says once we get through some cooler temperatures tonight, we'll wake up to a fresh sun and temperatures that'll be more summer-like throughout the weekend and on into the work week. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with more on this great news. Brian?
Yeah, it's going to feel much warmer this weekend, Larry, compared to even today, where temperatures have been in the 60s this afternoon, as we'll get into the upper 70s tomorrow, about 78. Lots of sunshine, even a bit of a breeze in the afternoon. Sunday's going to be pretty warm, might even be a touch more humidity in the air, and it still looks largely dry with some sunshine as temperatures get into the 80s on Sunday. Larry?
Okay, thank you, Brian. Oh, it's got crazy around here yesterday after a fire down at Penn Station, which had everybody scrambling trying to find a way to get home. But somebody said at least you could get to Long Island if you travel through Grand Central Madison or over to Atlantic Station in Brooklyn. But come Monday, you might not have those options if the union and the MTA don't come to terms on a new contract. A strike could begin tonight at midnight, and it won't be pretty. Not for commuters, not for businesses who make their living off the folks who come into the city and go through Penn. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley.
Local businesses surrounding Penn Station are bracing themselves for a possible LIRR strike.
Like, inconvenient for the customer also, like even I travel also longer than I leave.
Every business is down.
So if nobody stop by, we're gonna know business.
Sharon works at Dazzle Nails and say many of her customers are from Long Island.
Yes, we have a lot because the people working nearby, if they cannot be come to the work, then we will have a problem with the business for sure.
The five unions that represent LIRR workers will be at the bargaining table again. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
And of course, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the weekend for all your LIRR updates. A man's body has been found today in the waters off Brooklyn Heights. Police say the unidentified body was discovered about 30 feet from Pier 5 in Brooklyn Bridge Park. It's about 8:30. An autopsy is expected to be performed to determine a cause of death. Brooklyn woman, trusted to take care of seniors at an assisted living center in Hempstead, is being accused of using her powers to steal prescription drugs.
Well, she could be facing 1 to 5.5 years in prison. That's if Tiana Eusebe is found guilty of fraudulently prescribing herself oxycodone. See, she worked at Island Assisted Living as a medication supervisor on Long Island since about 2024. Nassau DA says months into her job, residents began complaining of prescription mishandling. By 2025, she allegedly submitted 2 prescriptions without authorization. One for a resident that wasn't prescribed narcotics, the other to a resident that was already dead. Now, surveillance video shows Eusebe allegedly placing oxycodone pills into a brown bag, the next time into an envelope. She was arrested Thursday. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Allen has pleaded not guilty to the charges. A Queens man facing 100 years in prison after being convicted of a fatal stabbing spree. The jury found 39-year-old Mark Albano guilty of murder, attempted murder, and other charges for the 2021 rampage across Astoria and Elmhurst. One person died, 3 others wounded over a 2-week period, including a man who had his spinal cord severed and now has permanent injuries from the attack. Prosecutors say 3 of the 4 attacks were random. Albano now facing up to 100 years again to life in prison when he is sentenced. City Council wants to go after those irresponsible dog owners who leave their pets landmines lying on the sidewalk.
After the 2 big snowstorms this winter, some dog owners may have thought, the poop will melt with the snow.
Picking up their duty is your duty.
Council Speaker Julie Menon has often told violators in her neighborhood to scoop. Michael, who lives in the East Village, says not enough dog owners are doing it.
There are people not picking up after their dogs because, you know, there wasn't a dispenser to give them a bag, or they just the kind of person that would leave it on the ground.
If there aren't enough bags, Speaker Menon wants to solve the problem by putting doggy bag dispensers at every garbage can in the city. Dachshund owner Maria Osorio likes it.
Hopefully this will help everyone and incentivize them to pick up their...
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Talk, sister, talk. More violence down in the subways. A fight around 1 o'clock this morning at 49th and 7th Ave near Times Square ended with a man being slashed. Police tell us the victim got into a big fight with a guy who was selling swipes. And when things escalated, the suspect pulled out a box cutter and slashed the guy in the neck before he ran off. The 35-year-old victim jumped on a southbound queue and got help from police at the 34th Street station. He was taken to a hospital. He's expected to be okay. And then roughly 10 hours earlier in Queens, a 65-year-old man was slashed in the face on board a moving 7 train in Sunnyside. The suspect in that incident was arrested and charged. The victim is recovering from his wounds. On Long Island, you can run, Ronald, but you can't hide, at least not forever. Nassau police have hauled in a guy they say is responsible for a burglary, which happened last December in Syosset. 40-year-old Ronald Suarez allegedly snuck into a house, stole jewelry and cash totaling more than $200,000. Well, the major case squad took a few months, but they tracked him down and arrested him yesterday. It'll be burglary, but they say he's also wanted for grand larceny here in the city. And on top of all that, police say he's also in the United States illegally, so he's subject to removal proceedings. A lot stacked up against this guy. Not sure if we'll get a bromance out of it. That rift between Mayor Mamdani and billionaire Ken Griffin, that is. The Citadel CEO was livid after Mamdani's tax day comments about his deep pockets in all of his houses. And while the mayor has reportedly extended the olive branch, they say Griffin might want a public apology to keep him from pulling a LeBron James. That is, packing up his talents and moving to South Beach.
Mayor Mamdani acknowledged he has made an effort to speak to Ken Griffin.
A member of our team reached out to his to set up a conversation. That continues to be an open invitation.
His honor noted he's been meeting with other business leaders for their knowledge and input. The outreach stems from Mamdani's video in front of Griffin's Billionaires Row building as he celebrated the pied-à-terre tax. Griffin called him out on that and called the video creepy and weird. Asked if he sensed Griffin needed a public apology.
No, we reached out to set up a meeting. Still waiting to hear.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We'll keep you posted. Big things on the shelf, no pun, for the city's library system. The mayor and reps from the city's public library system got together to announce and celebrate the restoration and baselining of some $32 million earmarked for the library system. The money is an official part of the executive budget now, Mayor Mamdani.
Our executive budget baselines $31.7 million in new permanent funding across all three of New York City's public library systems.
Yeah, so it's a done deal. The library bosses thank the mayor for restoring and baselining the library's operations, saying preserving these funds is a win-win for all New Yorkers and helps to maintain a vital service. This is a big deal, folks. All things considered, you know, facing a $5.5 billion overall deficit, the mayor's initial proposal, you recall, 4 months ago was to slash the library's budget. Remember the big brouhaha over that? Yeah, so this change of heart is a relief. Well, the Westchester DA says a 23-year-old guy named Jaden Ross has been busy and has landed him in jail for alleged stalking. He's charged in a 17-count indictment alleging he stalked, harassed, and assaulted a pair of his exes. He's also accused of burglary. So he's sitting downtown with a $100,000 bond now, pleading not guilty. The judge issued temporary orders of protection so he can't go anywhere near his alleged victims. He's due back in court June the 2nd. DA says considering his alleged serial actions, we'll do whatever necessary to make sure Ross behaves himself. In one alleged incident last summer, investigators say Ross confronted one of his ex-girlfriends in the hallway of her apartment building. She reportedly told him, "No, dude, I'm done with you. Go away. Plus, I heard you beat up on another woman earlier. Scram, pal." Woman says he grabbed her by the throat until she fell to the ground, then grabbed her iPhone and ran off.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.